Most of the aquatic animals that live in a 30-mile stretch of Dunkard Creek have died. The creek runs from Morgantown, West Virginia, into Greene County, Pennsylvania. Regulatory investigators have spent the last 3 weeks trying to figure out what happened. The Allegheny Front's news analyst, Ann Murray, is here to talk about what we know so far and what still needs to be uncovered. And dozens of dead fish were discovered in Dunkard Creek the first week of September. And since then, a lot more aquatic animals have died. What species have died over the past month?
Matthew, most of the populations of animals have been wiped out in 30 miles of this 38-mile-long stream. Dunkard Creek was biologically diverse. 34 species of animals are dead. That includes catfish, smallmouth, bass, and muskies have died. So have mussels and salamanders.
This has led to a chain of investigations by the West Virginia Department of Environmental Protection, the Pennsylvania DEP and Fish and Boat Commission, and the U.S. EPA. What have they discovered? Have they been able to figure out what killed the wildlife in such a big section of Dunkard Creek?
Well, that's the million-dollar question. There have been a number of hypotheses, but as of last week, the West Virginia DEP, the lead investigator, believes that golden algae is the likely culprit.
Now, what's golden algae and why would it kill aquatic animals?
This type of algae is non-native. It's usually found in warmer coastal waters that are high in salt or mineral or minerals. And golden algae actually spews out toxins that would hurt aquatic animals.
How did this kind of algae end up in a freshwater stream?
West Virginia DEP initially thought the pollution that caused the kills was from a Consol coal mine in Blacksville, West Virginia, that discharged mine water into the stream. And the agency made that connection because of the chlorides and total dissolved solids, which are actually various kinds of salt found in Dunkard Creek.
Is the mine continuing to discharge into Dunkard Creek?
No, Consol has agreed to shut off their discharge.
And was this mine the source of the pollution that caused the algae?
Well, it's unknown right now because fish continued to die above the mining operation in Blacksville. Another hypothesis was that discharge of wastewater from a gas drilling operation caused the fish kill, and high chloride levels and other salts would also be found in this kind of wastewater. But right now, the West Virginia DEP is saying that trucks that were spotted a couple weeks ago near the creek were taking water out of the stream and not dumping wastewater into it.
Are there other ways that algae could get into the stream?
Yeah, the Washington Observer reporter says that the head of West Virginia's Department of Environmental Protection says that algae could have been transported by animals or by people who fished in affected areas in other states, or that the conditions in the stream could have been such that it grew there on its own.
So these agencies still don't really know for sure how the algae got into Dunkard Creek?
Yeah, that's right. I spoke with Pennsylvania DEP media person, Helen Humphreys, and she said that this is a really serious loss of aquatic life, and the agencies are trying to be careful in their investigation.
Have there been any indications that there were problems with Dunkard Creek before this big fish kill?
Yes. On the Pennsylvania side of the creek, the State Department of Environmental Protection had determined back in October and November of 2008 through water surveys that Dunkard Creek at that time didn't meet standards for total dissolved solids. And according to the Charleston Gazette on the West Virginia side, since 2002, the West Virginia DEP has listed Dunkard Creek and several of its tributaries as what they're calling biologically impaired. At least two major coal discharges have consistently violated water quality limits. And the Gazette is saying sometimes discharging five or six times the legal standards, and it's gone on for years.
How have environmental groups responded to this news?
Well, they're saying that the agencies should have been on top of these problems before the fish kill. Clean Water Action here in Pittsburgh is also trying to stop a gas drilling wastewater treatment plant that is proposed by a company called Green Earth Wastewater Processing that would discharge into Dunkard Creek. And I want to point out the proposal is at the draft permit stage with Pennsylvania's DEP. Myron Arnowitt with Clean Water Action says there's very little information in the permit about how the proposed plant would treat for salts and chlorides. And his group says DEP shouldn't allow a plant that would contribute any more chlorides or total dissolved solids into an already impaired creek.
Well, thank you very much, Ann.
Sure, Matthew.
With Ann Murray, this is Matthew Craig, and you're listening to The Allegheny Front. In a follow-up to our story, Clearing the Air in the Port of Pittsburgh, the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act will give the state $1.5 million to overhaul two marine diesel engines to meet new federal standards. The engines are on a towboat that operates in the Pittsburgh area. The Port of Pittsburgh is one of the busiest inland ports in the country. As a result, Allegheny County has the highest annual rate of diesel emissions from commercial riverboats in Pennsylvania. Governor Rendell says the grant will help to improve regional air quality, cut fuel costs for the tug owner, and save as many as 32 jobs.